Welcome to the TLC, the Life Coach Podcast with Matt Halloran. Every week, one of the world's top life coaches, Matt Halloran, will share his wisdom through stories and ideas to help you live the best life possible. Success is only a podcast away. Now, please welcome your host, Matt Halloran.
Hello, and welcome to another Life Coach Podcast. During this holiday season, many, many people gain perspective that they don't seem to have at other times of the year. And there was a great YouTube video that was going around of this poet who was talking about how all of these people had these really rough, amazingly rough experiences in their lives. And when they were asked about it, one of the biggest things that they said was, you know, things could have been worse. I want to take the flip side of that. So I don't want you to think about how things could be worse in your life. I want you to be thankful for what is good right now. One of the greatest gifts that you can give for yourself is taking pause and being thankful and grateful. Now, you can share that gratefulness or account for that gratefulness in any way, whether that's a gift from a higher being or just the fruits of your own hard labor. But taking time to just tell yourself that you are doing a good job, that you are grateful for what you have, and take a look around you and say, man, you know, it might not be exactly the way that I want it to be. It might not be perfect. It might not be my ideal. And yes, I might want more in life, but right now in this moment, I am going to take pause and I'm going to be grateful. That's a huge aspect of mindfulness that so many of us, especially here in the States, just gloss right over, especially very, very driven people. You know, as a life coach, I work with very driven people all the time from very different walks of life, but they always want more. They always want to be better, greater, smarter, faster, whatever. And part of my job, and I was just meeting with a client today, this amazingly intelligent, successful woman who I work with here in Michigan. And she was talking about this state of flux that she was in. And I just wanted her to pause. And I said, you know, maybe this is a time for you to pivot, but I want you to look at what you've built. I want to look at with you this level of success that you've achieved beyond what most people could have done. She's like top 10 in her company. She runs a very, very successful business. She has good work-life balance. She's an amazing relationship. And for everything that you want in life, you have to be willing to give up something proportionate to that want. And you should be grateful for that too. You should be grateful for what you have to give up to get something that is meaningful to you. You have to be grateful. If you don't take the time to thank yourself, to appreciate the works of your labor, you get stuck. It's like you get on this treadmill and you run and run and run and run, and you just don't get anywhere. Sometimes you have to get off the damn treadmill and look around at what you have. Something that I want my clients to do, and I'd like for all of you to do this too, is you should have an I love me wall. It doesn't have to be public. It doesn't have to be sitting in your living room or in your waiting room of your office, which unfortunately is where a lot of people put their I love me wall. It should be something that you can look at and just immediately say to yourself, man, look at what I did. Wow, I remember that. I felt successful then. Or look at the award that I won for doing a really good job. They don't have to be big things. They could even be an I love me wall of pictures of great experiences that you had with loved ones, trips that you took, no matter how far they are. They don't have to be huge trips, but just little things. I have a Lego creation sitting on my desk, and I have had it for the last probably 7 or 8 years that my son made. That is a dog and me riding the dog. You wouldn't necessarily equate that with success, maybe. But every time I look at it, it reminds me that I'm supposed to be a good father. That's part of what the I Love Me wall is supposed to be. It is a reminder of who you are and what your focus is. If your I Love Me wall has a whole bunch of awards, a whole bunch of recognition, a whole bunch of images that aren't who you want to be, it's not an I Love Me wall. And you're not going to be being grateful for the right things. You have to pause. And luckily, because we've got Thanksgiving coming up, we've got Christmas coming up, Hanukkah coming up, we've got other holidays coming up, we've got the New Year's coming up. These are all times to connect with other people, friends, family, loved ones, and be reflective of how wonderful your life really is. Do you have simple things like shelter and water and clothes and food? You know, people who complain about some of those things, they just don't have the right level of perspective. We take so much for granted. My son and I were listening to NPR, and the CEO of Nestle had said that he didn't think water was a basic human right. And my son got very angry with this and said, you know, Dad, there are people who have to walk miles and miles every day just to get water. And because they have to walk miles and miles and every day, they can't go to school. And I looked at him and I said, you know, are you aware, one, that you're a wonderful human being to have that perspective? And two, that you're absolutely right. One of the reasons you can go to school is because we have water. One of the reasons you can go to school is because you have clothes. It's cold here in Michigan to wait for the bus. You should be thankful for the fact you even have a bus and you don't have to walk 2 miles to school every day. There are kids all over the world who do that. And you have all heard this 100 times, that there are people who have it worse than you. But until you embody the appreciation for what you truly have, then it doesn't matter how much more you get, because you know what? It's never going to be enough. I remember pulling into the house that I live in, into the driveway, and for some reason it just hit me like a ton of bricks that I lived here. I mean, I've seen this house for the last 5+ years every day, but for some reason it just struck me that, oh my gosh, I am so lucky to have this, and I've worked so hard for this. I don't feel that I'm blessed. I don't really feel it's luck. It's dedication and hard work. It's grit. It's stick-to-itiveness. And if you don't pause and thank yourself for all of that hard work, your batteries are going to get drained to the point where they are not refillable, and you are going to get sad. You're going to walk around this earth like these gray people that I'm sure you have seen, people who are just taking up space because they have no focus, no direction, no appreciation, no happiness in their life because they have run that out. The Life Coach podcasts are specifically for our listeners to realize that you can truly be whoever you want to be. But the first step in being who you want to be is to understand who you are right now. And part of being who you are and understanding who you are right now is understanding what you should be thankful for. Wherever you are right now, look around at what you have. Don't see what you don't have, because that's what we are programmed to believe. I want you to look at what you do have. I am so grateful that I have the voice to talk to you. I'm so grateful I have a computer that I can put this on and upload it. I'm grateful for the listeners that I have. I'm grateful that maybe one of you will make a change in their life because of something that you've heard through these podcasts. Be grateful, be thankful. Be appropriately thankful for the things that you have. That doesn't mean you don't want more. But you have to think about what more is. Because once again, for everything you want in life, you have to be willing to give up something proportionate to that want. Nothing is free. When I pull in and look at this house, I know that I had to give up stuff for this. When I look at my relationships, when I look at my level of success, when I look at the books that I've written, when I look at the podcasts that I'm doing for you right now, I am giving up something else to bring this to you right now. And is that worth it to me? And the answer to me is yes. when you're going through your daily activities, when you're interacting with other human beings, when you're sitting on the phone or when you're on Facebook, think about what you should communicate that has to do with being grateful instead of being negative. Try to find ways to bring light, joy, and happiness into people's lives. Because even if you have less of those three things than you want, one of the greatest ways to get more is to give it away. I just interviewed a gentleman named Bob Berg for another podcast that I do, and he wrote a book called The Go-Givers. And his whole idea behind this was to talk about what you should give away. And for him, it's a lot more with sales and service to make you a successful entrepreneur. But it's the same thing for all of our listeners. Many of you could be business owners. I know that there are a bunch of people who do yoga, who are yoga instructors who listen to this. I know that there are other life coaches who listen to this. And I know there's other people who just want to improve their life who listen to this. Understand that for everything that you're thankful for every blessing, gift, whatever you want to call it, that is in your life, give that much away, but multiply it by 10. Because somebody might need it. When I was talking to my client today, she needed to hear from somebody that things were going to be okay. She needed to hear that I was proud of her and that she's successful. She might not have known it, but when I told her those things, her affect changed, her face changed, her posture changed. Sometimes it's as easy as giving somebody a smile. But the way that you give a genuine smile is when you're genuinely smiling for yourself. You're giving yourself that thanks. You're thanking yourself for the hard work. You're being grateful for the hard work that you put in. It's amazing how much more energy that can give you to continue on your path of success. Be grateful for the smallest things. In fact, make a list. Grab a piece of paper, grab your computer, your tablet, whatever, and write down at least 50 things that you're successful, that you're grateful for. 50 things that you're grateful for. Just 50. Close your eyes. Make that list. Open your eyes. Look around. Look through your phone at different contacts that you might have. Look who's around you. Look at what's around you. And write down 50 things that you are truly grateful for. Because you know what? You're worth it. You're worth all of those wonderful things in your life. And you should be thankful for them. As I am thankful for you giving me your ears for 15 or so minutes, maybe once a week, to hopefully give you focus and direction, to provide you with wise counsel. Because you know that one small change in your life doesn't just impact you, but it can change the world.
Thank you for taking the time out of your busy life to listen to our podcast. Remember, a single change, no matter how big or small, can start you on your path to live your best life possible. You deserve it. We will see you on the other side of the mic soon. Have a wonderful day.